gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Anditis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, November 10th, 2017. Welcome to Day 295. The Washington Post and ABC News are reporting that Donald Trump has cast doubt on the accusations that Roy Moore initiated sexual contact with a 14-year-old when he was 32. In a written statement, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said, quote, "Like most Americans, the president believes that we cannot allow a mere allegation, in this case one from many years ago, to destroy a person's life. However, the president also believes that if these allegations are true, Judge Moore will do the right thing and step aside," end quote. Meanwhile, Politico and the Daily Beast are reporting that the Republican Party's Senate Campaign Committee ended its fundraising agreement with Roy Moore. The joint fundraising committee involving Moore's campaign, the Alabama Republican Party, the Republican National Committee, and the National Republican Senatorial Committee allowed Moore to raise $80,500 at a time from individual contributors. Robert Mueller is investigating Michael Flynn's role in a plan to extradite a Muslim cleric in the U.S. and deliver him to Turkey in return for $15 million. NBC News and the Wall Street Journal say investigators are looking into the role Flynn and his son may have played in the alleged proposal to deliver Fethullah Gulen to the Turkish government. Erdogan views Fethullah Gulen as a political enemy and has repeatedly pressed the U.S. to extradite him. Flynn is facing military, congressional, and criminal investigations for concealing his financial ties to Turkey and Russia, and whether the ties played a role in his decisions as Trump's national security advisor. Any deal where a government official is bribed to act on behalf of a foreign government would involve multiple federal crimes. Robert Mueller's team is also investigating a meeting between Michael Flynn and a pro-Russian congressman. NBC News says the meeting between Dana Rohrabacher and Flynn took place in Washington on September 20, 2016, while Flynn was an advisor to the Trump campaign. Rohrabacher has pushed for better relations with Russia, traveled to Moscow to meet with officials, and advocated for overturning the Magnitsky Act, a 2012 bill that froze the assets of Russian investigators and prosecutors. It is the first known time that Mueller's investigation has touched a member of Congress. Meanwhile, George Papadopoulos says he initially lied to the FBI out of loyalty to Donald Trump. ABC News reports that Papadopoulos has since pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI, while Trump has tried to distance himself from Papadopoulos, tweeting that, quote, "few people knew the young, low-level volunteer named George, who has already proven to be a liar," end quote. The Los Angeles Times says the Senate Judiciary Committee approved a Trump nominee for a federal judgeship who has never tried a case. Brett Talley, 36, was unanimously rated as, quote, "not qualified for the lifetime appointment by the American Bar Association." Talley has practiced law for 3 years. As a blogger, he denounced, quote, "Hillary Rotten Clinton," and pledged support for the National Rifle Association. And finally, The Hill says 5 states have asked a federal judge to halt the rollback of the Affordable Care Act's birth control mandate. California, New York, Maryland, Delaware, and Virginia filed a motion for a preliminary injunction, arguing that the policy change is unconstitutional and discriminatory. In October, Trump rolled back the federal requirement for employers to include birth control coverage in their health insurance plans, citing moral and religious grounds. That's all for now. Visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditis.